Are you obsessed about counting calories? Have you tried multiple calorie counting apps to keep track of your food intake only to find it too overwhelming and just give up? Have you Googled ways to lose weight without tracking your calories and food? Well, if you have, then you're in luck. It may not be the most popular opinion, but I believe you can lose weight without obsessively counting your calories. Thank you for tuning in to the Hot Mess Mom Health Podcast, where starting messy is always better than perfect. My name's Rebecca Santos. I'm a busy mom just like you, trying to level up my health and reduce my stress in this crazy life. Since becoming obsessed with all things health and wellness, my mission here is to share information so that you can finally lose the weight you want and feel energized, because us moms all deserve to feel good. If you're ready to hear some ways that you can lose weight that are not counting calories, then stick around, grab your iced coffee, and let's go. Hey there, welcome to the Hot Mess Mom Health Podcast. Do you wish you could find a sustainable way to get healthy and not feel overwhelmed in the process? Do you find yourself up late at night scouring Pinterest for meal prep ideas and quick workouts? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to feel stressed out and disappointed when you fall back in your old habits, drive through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru for the second time this week, all while the fresh produce you just bought goes bad? Hey, I'm Rebecca. I too am a working mom of two littles and self-proclaimed hot mess mom. All my life, I've struggled with trying to maintain a healthy weight and feel good in my skin. I could add yo-yo dieter to my resume. After I packed on 50 plus pounds with two pregnancies, I decided to change for good. I wanted to stop obsessing about food, stay consistent, and set a good, healthy example for my kids. But I kept telling myself that I didn't have the time, the energy, or accountability to stay on track until I changed my mindset and created one healthy habit at a time. In this podcast, you will find simple, actionable steps so you can create a healthy lifestyle and get relief from the overwhelm. Spray that dry shampoo, grab your iced coffee, turn up the volume, and let's get healthy. Hey there, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Hot Mess Mom Health Podcast. So today I wanted to break down this idea about calorie counting and how it is like the be-all, say-all way to lose weight and get healthy. I have never, ever tracked my calories. I'm not going to say that I've never tracked my food, but I've never tracked my calories, never got that granular with it, and I have been able to lose weight. However, my disclaimer here is that I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm not saying that it's not something that can be useful or helpful at certain times of your health journey. But what I tend to see and hear from others is that once you start doing it, if you don't use it as basically giving yourself some information and knowledge and you continue tracking calories, if you are in the school of, I think, most people, there are some people that this is just the way they want to do it and this is how it works for them. And great, right? I'm all about finding something that works for you. However, if you are crazy busy and the thought of even like weighing your food and measuring your food just seems so overwhelming, I don't want you to feel bad, right? And I want you to know that you can lose weight. There are so many different ways to look at this. And I just think obsessing over calories is the wrong way to do it, because calories are one thing, right? They are one line item on a food label. They are one part of a very intense, dynamic body of things that you're going to consume during a day and things that you're going to do during a day. And focusing on that number and that one thing is no different than basically getting on the scale in the morning and beating yourself up if it goes up at all. So what I want to do is bring attention to the fact that going in the beginning of a health journey, in the middle of a health journey, when you're close to your goal weight, at the end of a health journey, it is a journey, right? And looking at it as though this is a way of life, this is a way to live, and learning healthy habits. And calories are not everything, right? You can eat a low-calorie diet and maybe be in a calorie deficit, which is what I think most people are trying to attain by measuring calories alone. However, you can do that eating garbage, you know? You can stay in a low-calorie diet eating pretzels and broccoli maybe for the day and lettuce and cucumbers. And really, if you look at that, yes, maybe they're all quote unquote low in calorie and maybe there are some nutrients there, but are you getting the array of nutrients that your body needs and wants to thrive on? Probably not. So looking at everything from just a calorie perspective really can sway you into unhealthy eating habits instead of looking at things like, what does your body need? What are the things that are going to help it feel alert in the middle of the day instead of feeling sluggish? What are the things that are going to keep you energized to be there for your kids at night when they get home from school? What are the things that are going to allow you to get a good night's sleep, right? It's not all calories. And I think this mentality started way back in the 80s, early 90s. I mean, I know like Weight Watchers sometimes does it with the points. I'm just like really not that it's not my MO. Like I just can't be so crazy with tracking things, right? I'm more of a visual person. And I think if you are in a fast moving life with kids and you work and you are just trying to make strides to be better, you don't have a ton of time to sit there and put stuff in an app. That is, like I said, it might be the unpopular opinion, but if you are coming here to this podcast and you are feeling this vibe, know that there are ways, right? Maybe prioritizing protein is a better way to look at it. Prioritizing protein and then vegetables instead of carbohydrates is maybe a better way to approach it because the protein is going to make you fuller. It's going to give you the protein and the amino acids, the building blocks that you need to, you know, if you're working out, to get you through your workouts, to make you feel stronger, to build lean muscle. It's going to give you those things. Vegetables obviously are going to give you nutrients, and the carbohydrates typically are the filler stuff. And if you're eating that last, you will generally consume less of them. They are potentially the items that are going to give you a glucose spike, which, you know, last episode when I spoke to the NutriSense dietitian about that, you know, so prioritizing protein is a better way to look at it. Maybe getting to know the actual portion sizes of protein is a better way to look at how you're fueling your body and getting healthier than counting those calories. Because like I said, I, for one, have never focused on my calorie count content. I've never looked at it that way because I know that there's just a process that happens in my mind that I will just get so fixated on that. And nutrition can go out the window. And I don't want to do that. I know that there are better ways to do it. I know there are easier ways to do it. And learning the foods that make you feel good as opposed to looking at just eating something because of its low in calorie content, right? Like, stuff that's low in calories may not be the most satisfying, where protein is typically more satisfying and it's going to keep you full way longer than some pretzels are. It's just the reality. And although maybe a piece of beef has way more calories than a bag of 100 calorie pretzels, that steak or piece of beef or piece of chicken is going to keep you full so much longer so that you don't get hangry, so that you don't get super hungry in an hour, you know? So looking at things like that, I just think is a more healthier approach and a way to not be so fixated on numbers, because I think, just like I said, our weight, as women, we tend to get fixated on, you know, we need to reach this certain weight. We need to reach this certain pant size. And then next thing we need to hit this calorie. We need to be at this lower calorie. We need to keep going lower and lower and lower if we're not seeing results. And it becomes a really unhealthy pattern. And I, for one, I just want to feel good. And I hope that if you're listening to this, you just want to feel good too. And learning better ways to approach your nutrition, learning better ways to manage what you're eating and prioritizing the healthier options first that are going to keep you fuller and keep you away from over consuming some of the non-nutritious foods that we have in our diet are going to be a much better way than counting calories on an app. That's, like I said, it might be an unpopular opinion, but it's my opinion and I'm sticking to it. I just think there's a better way to do it. And even those of you that, you know, I'm not saying food journals are bad. I'm not saying calorie counters are necessarily bad. I don't think anything is bad necessarily. I think it's when it becomes like an obsessive thing and like we're only driving our health goals by that is when it becomes a problem. And I know for me, you know, sometimes I like to check a box, right? Like I'm all about checking a box, but maybe it's instead of counting calories, it's like, did I get my protein in? You know, maybe counting protein grams is a better way than counting calories, or looking at it a little differently, saying, I'm not going to count calories. I'm not really going to count anything, but did I get a vegetable in every meal? You know, did I consume water with every meal? You know, just healthier choices and overall ways of looking at things, as opposed to being like so singular with one thing being the driving reason that you're getting healthy, or the driving reason that is everything, like the counting calories is everything and how to get healthy. Because we're not even talking about sleep, right? We're not talking about managing our stress. We're not talking about weightlifting or cardio or movement throughout the day. We're not even talking about any of those things. And so many women, so many times I hear just the calorie focus, and I don't want you to get caught up in that. Calories count, right? Obviously they count, but there's so many more things to the picture of health that we all can take a bigger look at than just focusing on calories alone. And I just wanted to remind you that. And don't beat yourself up if you are just struggling to keep those apps full, weighing all your food. It's hard, right? And it's another task in your day that you probably already don't feel like you have time for. So I want to give you that escape to say, like, there's better ways to look at it. There's different ways to approach this. And it's not for everyone, and it's okay. And again, if it's working for you and that's how you learn, that's how you guide yourself, I think that's amazing. But I think for most people, it is really hard to stay that regimented and to live and die by calories alone. And I don't necessarily think that it's the healthiest way to do it if you're only looking at calories and that is literally the only driver. There are just other ways to do it. So that is my opinion. Like I said, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a dietitian, but I know what has worked for me and my friends and people that I talk to on a daily basis. And most of the time when I talk to people and they're counting calories, they're literally miserable. So don't be miserable. There are so many better ways to do that. And in a couple episodes from now, I'm going to do a whole breakdown on how I would approach weight loss if I started all over again and things I wish I knew, you know, 10 years ago. So stay tuned for that. I have really great interviews coming up, which I'm super excited about. And Thanksgiving's coming up. So I'm going to get ready to do a little gift guide for you guys because Thanksgiving will kick off the holiday shopping season. So yeah, stay tuned. I look forward to chatting with you guys all next week. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this episode of Hot Mess Mom Health. If you love this episode, please leave me an iTunes review. It would mean the world to me, and it would help me get the word out about helping other moms reclaim their health. Thank you so much.